I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and welcome to Jesus Saves, a short devotion. In Psalm 23, verse 6, it is written, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And in Psalm 27, verse 4, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord, and to seek Him in His temple." My brothers and sisters, we are never too far from God's grace to lose His grace, and we are never too close to His grace to no longer need and hunger for it. I'll say that again. We are never too far from God's grace to lose His grace, and we are never too close to His grace to no longer have a need and hunger for it. Darkness is not the presence of something. Darkness is the absence of light. We need God's presence. Whenever we look at any ideology in history that turned their back on Christ, that rejected Christ, we have pure evil. Let's look at the tail of the tape. Nazi Germany. They attacked the Catholic Church, attempted to amalgamate the Protestant churches and call them the Christian Reich Church, a church of corrupt doctrine and persecution of all Jews for the crucifixion of Christ. A government of hate and persecution and cowardice does not rightfully count as a nation under God. The Nazi SS went on to participate in cultic ceremonies, Satanism, idol worship, and worshipped Hitler as an antichrist. They murdered 6 to 8 million Jewish citizens, homosexuals, the mentally ill, and those who had physical abnormalities. The war which Hitler started had a final tally of over 60 million casualties. Or the Soviet Union. Religious property was confiscated, believers were harassed, and religion was ridiculed, while atheism was propagated in schools. The ideology shunned the existence of God. The result? In sum, probably somewhere between 28,326,000 and 126,891,000 people were killed by the Communist Party of the Soviet Union from 1917 to 1987. A most prudent estimate of this number could be as high as close to 62 million people. This is what godless nations look like. Nations who turn their backs on Christ. We need the presence of God. For those who follow Christ, our assurance is that we will never, ever be taken from God's hand. In our psalm, the author means this: because of God's goodness and mercy, because of His great love for us, His sovereign authority over us, His miraculous, unending blessings to us, we devote ourselves to Him, and we shall dwell with Him always. There are no joys in this world that compare to our experience in heaven, but our relationship with Jesus has already begun. We are of His kingdom now. He is our shepherd who guides us to springs of living water. He is our shepherd now and forever. In John chapter 10, verses 28 to 29, it is written, "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand." In Romans chapter 8, verses 38 to 39, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." In John chapter 10, verse 28, "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." John chapter 10, verse 29, "My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand." John chapter 10, verses 27 to 29, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life." In all things, my brothers and sisters, be mindful of God's presence in you and in your life. We are part of His kingdom now. Please pray for me, and I will pray for you. Heavenly and loving Father, we take to heart all of your wisdom. We are appreciative of all of your blessings, Lord, and we welcome your presence as you indwell within us as God the Holy Spirit always. In the glorious name of Jesus, we honor and worship you. Amen. I'm Pastor Joseph Clark, and thank you for tuning in this week to this edition of Jesus Saves.